So we have this Maisa in this week's parsha with Avram Avinu and the Bnei Ches. Sarah Imenu dies, and Avram Avinu goes to negotiate for Moras HaMachpelah, and he says, Ger v'toshav anochi imachem, just a stranger, Tnuli achuzas kevri machem, I should give me a place to bury, Vekra Mesim Lefonai, I can bury my deceased. Vayanu Bnei Ches, says Avram Lemerlo, and Bnei Ches answered Avram, Shma'eni Adoni Nesielo Kimata, Besochenu, you're a prince, B'mivchak Farenu Kfaris Mesecha, come and bury your dead in the best, the choicest place amongst us. No one's going to stop you. They were so generous and forthcoming, apparently. So I found this Medrash HaGadol. Let's just read it together. Shma'eni Adoni Nasi Elohim Mata B'Sochenu. Lama Zach Lekach Shekarolo Nasi. In what chus was Avram Avinu called Nasi? You know, not everybody's called Nasi. It's the president. So it's a schus. If they call you Nasi, it's a schus. Any cover that comes to you is a schus. It has to be for a reason. You don't just stop called a Nasi. Incidentally, just by the way, just parenthetically, as it comes out, it was echad bepev, echad belev. They were being, you know, treating him so nice and everything. Whatever you want, we'll give you. You're a special prince. And then they gouged him, you know, price wise. They made it sound like they're being generous, but they weren't being. This is probably just a good, you know, sales tactic. You go over. Oh, look at such a special person coming here. We're so honored to have you. They were looking to, you know, to pull off a crooked deal. But you see, if someone calls you Nasi, still, even that can't happen unless you have a schus. Because the same token, they could tell you, call you other things. Just parenthetically. So the Medrash Gadol is all concerned, how could they call him Nasi? That he was Zocha to it. Okay, just pointing that out. I would have just said that it wasn't any covered. It wasn't a covered at all. They were just trying to, you know, butter him up. That they treat him so nice, so he'll pay more money. Okay. Elabo re anvasanu social Avram Avinu. You see the great humility of Avram Avinu. Shevticha Kodesh Baruch Hu losesh lo zaras eretz arolam. That Kodesh Baruch Hu promised to give him and his children the land forever. V'achshav lo matza mekom kvur el bedamim. And now he can't even find a place for burial other than paying for it. V'lo hir achim bidosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't have any tainas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo kora tigar shlo eslonin alzeh. He didn't complain about it. V'lo od, not only that, elashav lo diber im yoshev aretz el banava. He spoke to the Bnei Ches with humility. Shenem arger v'toshav anochi. Amalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to him, Ata shpaltes atmecha, you lowered yourself, chayecha, shani mesimcha mitam ze odon v'nasi aleim. I'm going to place you, because of this, a master, a nasi on them. That's why he was zocha, to be called a nasi, because he treated them, he lowered himself and spoke to them banivus. So just the why was he zocher to be called the Nasi? Because Hashem promised he's going to give him and his children the land, and now he's Mokum Kfura, and he doesn't have any land. He has to go buy land, to only get it with money. So, lo hir ach bidosev shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't like start tining on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And because he didn't tine on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gets his chus. Also, he didn't He spoke with humility to the people. So I had just a few kashas. Maybe you had the same questions. First of all, okay, on this it could be I'm wrong. I didn't have a chance to research this, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he's going to give him the land, he told him what, he's going to give it to him already? I don't recall there being a date that you're going to, like, when's the effective date? It doesn't say when the effective date is. I'm going to give it to you. You know, Mehechitesi was supposed to be already. Anybody going to shlug me up on that? I don't know. Was there a date? I don't know. Hashem said he's going to give him the land. He didn't say when. Maybe in his old age. I don't know when he's going to get the land. You know if there's a date? I'm not aware of any date. So maybe it's possible Hashem's going to give it to him still. You know, there's going to be a... There'll be a time we're going to get it. And where's Avraham Avinu's bitachon? Like we're almost making it sound here that Avraham Avinu might have had good reason to have a taina, and he didn't have a taina on Hashem, so he gets a reward. So first of all, like, why should he have a taina? Who said it's yours yet? You have no claim to it yet. And second of all, I mean, you see, I'm right, isn't it? Because wasn't that one of the tainas on Lot, that they were eating from the fields, figuring out you're gonna inherit all this, so we could eat from the fields. So you see, it didn't happen yet. You didn't get it yet. So, I don't know. If you want to, you can shlug me up. You can shlug me up. But I don't know, Pashas, I think if there's no date, so how can you have a claim? And number two, where's Avraham Avinu's bitachon? If for whatever reason he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. Like, you have bitachon. A lot of things you want to have, you don't have. People deal with tzaras all the time. You know, we're not entitled. You're entitled to something. Hashem promised it to you, but you always think there's no cheshbon? I mean, whatever is happening right now, the Baruch Shalom, there's a cheshbon. So you don't have enough bitachon to realize that, whatever. Let's say Hashem did promise. He's supposed to have it already. He doesn't have it. What would be his taina that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a liar? Avraham Avinu is going to be taining that? The great Avraham Avinu went to the Kivshon Ha'esh. The great Avraham Avinu did all the other nisyonos, shechted his son. He's already documented these nisyonos, and now he has a taina Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're a liar. Like, what? Is that really a big nisyon over here? Also, I recall, it's brought down Avraham Avinu. A lot of things Avraham Avinu says, "Al tira Avram." HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Avram, "Don't worry." What's he worried about? The Moses from will be down. Shema Yigra Machet. And maybe Avraham Avinu felt that because of a chet, he wasn't zoch. We know that's also documented that Avraham Avinu was afraid that maybe because of the chet he wouldn't be zoch the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. So even HaKadosh Baruch Hu did promise him, and there was a date, whatever, maybe he didn't get it because maybe there was a chait. So what happened over here? Also, I was thinking, you know, what about the concept of Gamzu Latova? You know all these stories, you miss your plane, you know, and you miss your plane, and then whatever, the plane crashed. Okay. People who said that they were going to drive on the West Side Highway, that they went the other way. So Gamzu Latova, at the time, Avraham Avinu forgot about that concept. Also, there are a lot of reasons that maybe it's Latova. And yet we see that Avraham Avinu was, so to speak, primed. It would have been almost a teva for him to have had a taina. He had to be kovish, a certain nisayon. He had to pass a little bit of this nisayon, otherwise it wouldn't be reward. From Saragra, if it wasn't the nisayon, he wouldn't be getting reward. So you see a pretty amazing thing over here, that we have this tendency, we like to blame, put the blame somewhere. I don't have it. We want to blame a lot of things. And we people walk around. You know, it's just human nature, but we have to, like, work on ourselves. Like, we're always blaming somebody. We're walking victims. When something happens, it's trying to blame even HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't take responsibility. We have all these reasons that we could, so to speak, maybe speak to this nature, but even Avraham Avinu would have been difficult. Tining on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where's my land? Where's my, you know, just this is basic Amunah. Basic Amunah would say that Avraham Avinu, for whatever reason, you don't have it now. I don't know. Even if you don't know the reasons, I don't know the reasons. So, you know, Avraham Avinu theoretically might have had like a taina. Lo hear her achar midosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know exactly what that means. Hear her achar midosu. It sounds pretty bad. Hear her achar midosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To complain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's my land? So this is something that really could affect us. You know, we have a lot of things that here we are sometimes in yeshiva. I don't know. It's no hot water one time. I don't know. The yeshiva didn't give me hot water. Of course, it has nothing to do with me. Just the tainas, I could have a tainas, a lot of people. I was going to go to whatever. I was going to go to that yeshiva. They told me to come to this yeshiva. Whoever told me that, it's his fault. They'd be angry at that person. Person can even be angry at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If something goes wrong, can be angry at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even Avraham Avinu, see, would have had that nisayon. So we have to be very careful that we're so susceptible. There's almost a human nature to start blaming. Start blaming every, even a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Koshke and others. To blame a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who knows where a person could end up. And Avraham Avinu had to use all of his wherewithal to be able to resist. And then the Medrash HaGadol also said, v'lo od, that he spoke banava to the Bnei Ches. He spoke with humility, gave it tosha v'nochi. I mean, whatever you want to say that he'll have a taina on Kadosh Baruch Hu, promised him the land, what do you want from the Bnei Ches? They weren't given the doctrine that the land belongs to Avraham Avinu, Chora. Should they have said, take it for it? You know, it's like he spoke with humility. How should he speak to the Ger, to the Bnei Ches? With arrogance? So you see also that Avraham Avinu might have, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him he's going to get the land, he might have come in with arrogance to the Bnei Ches. That also is like Avraham Avinu, the great Avraham Avinu might have, it's not a real, he has no real legitimacy to do that to Bnei Ches, but he's vulnerable, he's susceptible. It would be a human nature to be able to assert oneself. I always think about this, you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, I don't know about Florida, I never went to the Department of Motor Vehicles in Florida. They do it in the post office here, but in New York City, you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, you know that you're going to get some, lady there who's going to be angry at you from the second you walk in, grab your papers and wanting to come here, want to get the paper first, and want it. You definitely do something wrong, like attitude, and like they have some position of authority. Okay, they're in charge, whatever, making $11 an hour. But they have this sense of, I'm here. I love, going to the airports and you see people, who are, making $11 an hour, who are like aggressively assertive. It's mamish this schmooze. It's just human nature, You're in charge. We have for some reason to be to be in a position of authority. It is so, you're so vulnerable to slip right into this. Okay, now I'm not saying everyone, but sometimes the companies talk to the men about customer service, so that helps. But maybe naturally they're a little bit more, have better character traits. But otherwise, in human nature, watch out. You know, any kind of authority, they attack. And we're susceptible to that also. Human nature, we're susceptible to anything that's human nature. That's just the way it is. Because being yeshiva doesn't mean we're not susceptible. If you're human, you're susceptible. We're all susceptible to that. And I just wanted to point out, I don't know if it's almost derech agav, that it's just interesting how the Medrash HaGadol places these things. I would have, if I was writing the Medrash HaGadol, I would have written it in reverse order. I would have written that he spoke with Anivas to the Bnei Ches. So he passed that Nisayon. It was a Nisayon he passed that. But not only that, because which is the bigger Chiddush, that he spoke with Anova to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he spoke with Anova to the Bnei Ches? I'm not sure. I have to think about that. Just the positioning of it, maybe tomorrow we'll have to think about which one should come first and which is the below Oud, which is the bigger Chiddush. Okay, food for thought for tomorrow. And once I was saying the shmuz on, whatever, complaining, I just was reminded of a different shmuz, which is really, it's just on the same topic. It's not a second shmuz on this exact word. It's separate, just Rabbi Kier remembered there was a shmuz, and Rabbi Lubin, of course, it's written somewhere in one of the Chiddushei Halevis. It's not over here, but it's not the Reshiva's shmuz. It's Rabbi shmuz by Rabbi Avram Trupp, Zatzal, the Reshiva's father-in-law. So it says, in Vayera, Vahuchiach Avram es Avimelech, al odos be'er amayim asher gozlo avdi Avimelech. And Avram Avinu debated or argued with Avimelech on the whole maisa with the Beramayim, with the wells, that the Avdi Avimelech, that the servants of Avimelech stole. Avimelech said that Lo Yadati Miyot says, I don't know who did such a thing. So you look at Rashi, Vochiach Avramas Avimelech. So Rashi says, Nisvakeach Imo Alkach. He argued with him on this. So Rabbi Avram Trupp asked Akasha, what is Rashi adding? The pasuk says, "Vochiach Avram is Avimelech al oldest beramayim asher gozlo avdi Avimelech." Avram Avinu argued with Avimelech on the whole ma'aseh with the beramayim, with the wells that avdi Avimelech stole. What does Rashi say? "Vochiach Avram is Avimelech al oldest." This vakeach himo al kach. He argued with him on this. I guess hochiach, he understood that that's what the word means. But nisvakeach, hochiach, I don't know. It seems like it's... Rabbi Avraham Trupp did not like the fact that if he just wants to translate hochiach, let him say nisvakeach. What do you mean? It sounds like Rashi is saying nisvakeach imo al kach. The point of Rashi is that he was arguing with him on this. What do you mean? Of course on this. That the pasuk says what he's arguing with him about. Not just telling you a pirish on the word hochiach, pashtus. So Rav Avram Trupp answered that the chiddush over here is that, you know, when you get into an argument with somebody, so a person tends to, you know, you have other arguments with the person. So you tend to like throw in, you did this, and remember last week you did that, and last month you did that, and last year you did that. And they may be all legitimate. You throw it all in. Like, makes your argument better. And with Avraham Avinu, it's not appropriate to do that. If you're having an argument with someone, just talk about this issue. And Avraham Avinu, over here was, the Pasuk is giving a shevach to Avraham Avinu that he only argued with him on this issue. Only on the Aldos Ber Mayim. That's what the pasuk is telling you. He argued with him on this and nothing else. He didn't bring up anything else. People have a tendency when they're upset about something, so they okay, something happened today. And then within a few seconds, you start hearing about what happened yesterday and the day before. And it's such a terrible avla. Look what's happening. 20 things happened. But it wasn't that 20 things happened. Whatever, you were okay. Yesterday you were okay, but something happened today. And it's a very little, small thing. But within seconds, when you bring everything in, it sounds like, oh my gosh, this is a terrible, it's almost a World War III is starting. It's not the case. So that's almost another territory to have to remember. You know, if in the situations where you do have a complaint, sometimes there is a legitimate complaint to have, we have to limit the complaint to the issue, the area of where the complaint is, and that's it. So, okay, everyone has different midos in terms of what things bother them. Some people, a lot of things bother them, some things not. Sometimes you can't help that, but these are some ground rules to try and keep in mind. First, that we're very susceptible to blame people, even the Rosh Hashanah, on things that, you know, are really out of line, but there's a human nature to it. So to know that if we do it, you get a lot of scar for it, to overcome that human nature. And the position of authority, even on the Bnei Ches, who Lachor didn't do anything, even have argument on someone who have no shaykhus to it, there's a feeling of expectation, leads to gaiva. And also from Avraham Trapp, this idea that if we do have a complaint, to limit it to the area of the complaint.